I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
This is a journey into sound.
There is a house in New Orleans. They pull the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor.
You can't get better than that. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Steve Henn's 100 Greatest Songs. And that was number 80. I know, we've done 3 weeks. Well, this is the third week. We've done 2 weeks. This is the third week. If you don't know what's going on, I've got 100 songs in my head and on a Spotify playlist. And every week between now and Christmas Eve, I'm going to play a chunk of them, probably around 10. As we get nearer to the time, songs get a bit longer, so there won't be as many. But tonight, I think there's 11, to be honest with you. And if I'm not going to be honest with you, I'm going to lie to you. But there is 11 tonight, so we're going from 80 down to 70. You work it out. These may not be the greatest songs in the world, although The Animals is a brilliant song. But these are 100 songs that I really, really do admire, love, and like. They may not be the best, but they're the songs that mean a lot to me. So that was number 80. Next is Get Up, Get Up, Get Up, Let's Make Love Tonight. And that, you can take that any way you like. That's right, it's Marvin Gaye. Oh no, don't make any jokes yourselves up there, ladies. What? I had a 70s throwback, I must apologise. Yeah, Marvin Gaye, Get Up, Get Up, Get Up, Let's Make Love Tonight. Sexual Healing. Now, I have a little story about this song, but I'll just tell you it after we've heard it. Here it is, at number 79. Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing. sexual healing. Marvin Gaye. No, stop it. Oh, wow. Yeah, Midnight Love was the album, November the 1st, 1982. I would have been 11 then, if you read my biography, but truth be told, I was 21, only just been kissed. And thing is, I was at a disco. Shall I tell you the honest truth? The honest truth, I was having an affair with a married woman at that age. You know what I mean? And I can't help but overshare, right? And there was a lovely young girl who really, really fancied me, but nobody knew I was having an affair with a woman. And we danced together. I really wish I had taken it further, but during sexual healing, she was. Oh, do you know, it was a lovely moment, but I was seeing somebody, but nobody knew. So it was really difficult to let her down without, you know, because I was enjoying myself, but I was trying to like keep a distance. But always love that song, but I always think of JW whenever I hear it. So I suppose that's a good thing, but it is a lovely, lovely song. Now let's move on to number 78. What number, Steve?
78.
That's right, it's 78, and it is by a band called The Counting Crows. No. Yes. Now, The Counting Crows, seriously, are, I think, a very, very underrated band. They are so, so musically brilliant. Technically brilliant, and they have such a lovely sound. If you don't like the sound, then, you know, I don't like the sound of Coldplay or the Beatles, you know. Or Fleetwood Mac, I discovered the other day. I didn't discover them. I discovered them right through. They didn't do much for me. So I think The Counting Crows, probably the same for a lot of other people. But I think musically they are so beautiful. And this is a lovely, lovely song. And it is called The Rain King.
78.
All the dreaming, I come home.
Yes, I want to say fuck me. That is great. I saw the Counting Crows, I think, 2017 at the Academy in Birmingham. The Otto Academy. I don't know why I'm going Scottish there, but I went to see them at the Otto Academy and loved it. Thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. 50 quid, I think. 35, I don't know. Anyway, well worth the money, Counting Crows. If you get to see them live, brilliant. I think I've only seen two bands in tonight's show live. The next band that I see live in this show was a three-piece band. I know. That narrows it down a bit, doesn't it? Especially, as you know, I love Rush. Shall I tell you the streams for The Rain King? 30,278,111. That's not bad, is it? That's not bad going. That's streams on Spotify. Good Riddance is the next song. And it is a number
77.
Green Day, Green Day, Green Day. Brilliant, 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 brilliant. I hope you've ordered your splattered vinyl that's out in January, their new album. But if you like Green Day, this isn't like your typical Green Day, because Green Day go da 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 da. But also sometimes they go, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. And this, I'm pretty sure I saw this I'm pretty sure I saw this on the TV series ER, Emergency Room, not Have This, right? And there was a girl in the shower singing it, and she was appalling. Beautiful song. This is a beautiful song, and you're very lucky that number 77. What number, Steve?
77.
That's right. It's Green Day.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
I hope you've had the time of your life. And I hope you're having the time of your life listening to me, Steve Henn, every Sunday night between now and Christmas Eve. It's getting closer. I know. We've got Halloween as well around the corner this week, isn't it? It's tomorrow. No, it's tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. She should have died hereafter. But no, it's not tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. It's tomorrow and tomorrow, which I like to call Tuesday. That's right. Choose day is Halloween. Ooh. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, that was Green Day. Hope you have your time of your life at 77. 76. Hey, I'm going to give you a clue. This is a 70s 70s band. Didn't do very well. This did really well in the charts at the time, but I don't think they did very much afterwards, and I could be wrong. I think they're going now, you know, getting the old men out at Butlins, but back in the day, I mean, this is a song that I really, really liked at the time. Whether or not it stands the test of time, I'll leave that up to you, but I really still think it's a great song to dance to, obviously I like it. Otherwise, why on earth would it be number 76 in my top 100 tunes? It's Eddie and the Hot Rods and Do Anything You Want to Do. Let's bop.
76. Do anything you wanna do.
There you go. Do anything you want to do. Eddie and the Hot Rods. Check out their early album, man. It is really, 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 really very, very, very good. There you go. Whether or not you think that's one of the 100 greatest songs of all time, I don't care. That's the way I rock and roll. That was 76. And I think it was actually out in around that time, was it? 76. Eddie and the Hot Rods was Do Anything You Want to Do. 5 million on the streams. 5 million and a half on the streams. And it was from it was a single. 1977. It wasn't bad, was it? 1977. Maybe this is a thing. Maybe 1977, when I was actually five, according to my biography. Because this next song is from 1977. If I was to say to you, Alice Cooper, right, you think, wow, school's out. Welcome to my nightmare. Poison, even. But no. This actually was written by Alice Cooper, but this is not the version I heard. The version I heard was by a little Julie Covington from Rock Follies fame. If you've never seen Rock Follies, man, Rula Lenska was in it. Charlotte Coleman, I think, and Julie Covington, and three girl singers. And it was the 70s. Do you know what I mean? It was three. I think they lived together and then they sang together while they're cooking and stuff. But I loved it at the time. I spent a lot of money on the DVD of the two seasons and I couldn't watch it. But this is a beautiful song. Only Women Bleed. I don't know what it's trying to say. Do you know what I mean? I think it's to do with boxing. This is a perfect song. Lovely vocal and Julie Covington's voice is to die for. So if you've never heard this version before, here you go. Only Women Bleed. Julie Covington.
75.
Makes
How do you follow that? How do you follow such a beautiful piece of music like that? I don't know. And you know what? The streams on Spotify, really, you should hang your heads, people. Hang your heads. 156,878. Compared to the next song that I'm going to play you, which has 66,620,335 streams on Spotify. And that, my friends, is number
74.
74. How do you follow Only Women Bleed, Judy Covington? Obviously, you go to some heavy rock, Motorhead. Now, I saw Motorhead for the first time on this tour in 1979. And I remember exactly when it was, April 7th. My sister got married on that day, first husband. And in the evening, I went to the Birmingham Odeon to see Motorhead on the Overkill tour. I know. And people at the wedding were really pissed that I would go to the Odeon on the evening of my sister's wedding. To be fair, I had bought the tickets 7 months, 8 months beforehand. Overkill, the song, is definitely one of my favourite ever songs. Definitely one of my favourite Motorhead songs, obviously. The more you hear Motorhead, the more you have to love them. But this song, you could accidentally leave on repeat and you wouldn't know for about 6 hours that it was on repeat. Motorhead at number 74. What number, Steve?
74.
Screaming with the crowd.
There you go. You could have that on loop. You wouldn't know about it. Right. That was Motorhead at number 74. We have four more songs left. Is that right? One, two, three, four. Four more songs left in my 100 songs. And this is week three. We're going from number 80 to number 70. So at number
73.
That's right. It's a lovely, it's a wonderful, it's a beautiful night for Van Morrison. I mean, a moon dance.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yeah, I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
What a wonderful, brilliant, amazing night for a moon dance. When I was 18, moon dance meant a totally different thing. But hey ho, let's move on. That was Van Morrison. You can't go wrong with Van the Man, can you? I actually don't know. I should have actually searched. I don't know whether or not he's done naughty stuff. You look at him, you think maybe he has done, you know, he was around in the time where naughty stuff happened. Oh my goodness. What's next? What's next? Oh, that was a 192,007,444 streams on Spotify. But another song from the fucking 70s. Now, I know. Obviously, I you know, that's where music moved me. That's when I first got into music in the 70s. So obviously, but then I don't actually think I heard Moondance until the 80s or 90s, because I didn't hear every song that came out, you know. Back in the day, you had to scrape your money together. You scrape your 35 pence together to buy a single. I know. Albums could cost as much as £2 to £3. Anyway, love this next song. Obviously, I love all the songs because they're in my top 100, and there's millions and millions and millions of songs out there, and I am bringing you 100 of my favourites. But this one is a special song. Means a lot to me. A lot of the songs that mean a lot to me are attached to a girl. I'll be honest. I know it's 2023 and we shouldn't be that genderistic specific, but you know, songs are like smells. A certain smell will remind you of something, and a song will remind me of places, events, and women. And you know, let's be honest. I was no Russell Brand. So there's 5 songs that are special. But anyway, no, listen, this one is one of them. But more songs are attached to just one woman, and this is one of them. And it is a Cheap Trick. And I'm not saying that's what she was. No. It's the name of the band. And if you don't know what it is, you'll understand why it's attached to a woman, because I want you to want me.
Sir, G2.
There you go. What about that, eh? Cheap Trick. I want you to want me, Linda Davis. Long time ago, but I'm over it. Just right. Listen. Two more songs to go. Now, the next song has no connection with the previous song. Right. The next song is number 71. And it has actually got a load of views. It's 251 million, no thousands, and 479. 2001, this is, so obviously years later. It actually goes quite well in this position. That's what she said. Right, actually, no, she didn't say that. She actually said she fucking hates me. Puddles of Mud.
She was grand, fell in love, found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two, then it all came unglued. Been a trip I can't grip. Never thought I'd be the one who'd slip. Then I started to realize
said puddles of mud. You obviously knew that I meant puddle of mud. She fucking hates me. Well, actually, she hates me. I think the fucking is optional. I realized this episode of my top 100 tunes, episode 3, is basically the love song section, isn't it? Really, we had sexual healing. Do anything you want to do. Only women bleed. Moondance, I want you to want me. She hates me. And we're finishing off, because I like finishing off. We're finishing off with, you know, I forgot about this artist. This artist is like one of the greatest artists that this country, fuck you, the world produced. It's American. Why does it say this country? I don't know. Fucking Rishi Sunak. But, this is the thing that annoys me. They're so parochial. Like, the whole world is important. It's not just this bit and this bit. The whole world is important. But this is one of our greatest ever artists worldwide, in my opinion. You can argue with me if you want, but I will stand by him. But I don't play lots of this man. But I realized, oh, for fuck's sake, I've got to put him in. And I do think this is, you could choose any, really, from the greatest hits album. But this one is just delightful, just because he uses an orchestra. And if you've watched the film of his life, it is so well worth watching. Gary Debussy, what is this, music and Mozart? So we'll come back next week and watch it's a lot of chart stuff next week. So we had the love show this week. Next week it's the chart stuff. Right. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. Let me know if you are enjoying it. If I don't hear from you, I assume that's a yes, that you are enjoying it. All right. So obviously, Gary Busey as Buddy Holly in the film The Buddy Holly Story. Do watch that. And we're gonna finish off, as it were, with Raining in My Heart. It's classic. And so was Buddy.
The sun is out, the sky is blue, there's not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's raining, raining in my heart. The weatherman says clear today, he doesn't know you've gone away, and it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery. Of me, I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart. It's raining, raining in my heart. And it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, gonna become of me. I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart, raining in my heart. My heart.
Don't forget you can catch up on all my shows at www.magichen.com. See you later. Awesome.